Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I know who I forgot was at the Armory on Saturday night. Hammer, Billie Eilish. That's what that, I was talking to a couple of
She's everywhere now.
Young ladies are going over to see Billie Eilish. We're very excited. Get a review on it, though. Hey, one of our fun parts of this show every week is to talk to Matt Roush from TV Insider. We got him again this morning. Hi, Matt.
Hey, good morning.
Some nice comments on you this week. Just thought I'd pass it along for you. Sometimes you get the negative. I want to make sure you're hearing positive stuff. So.
Yes, in this world, that is pretty rare, I got to say.
So we get home last night, and suddenly I completely lose my wife's attention. And I said, what's going on? She said, Big Little Lies.
Yes, indeed. Big Little Lies. Big deal. And Meryl Streep's in it this season, and she's back. You know, even in the first episode, she's has a pretty big presence in the show because she's already back in this town. Her son was killed in the end of the first season. He was sort of the villain of the piece in the first season, so she's trying to figure out what exactly happened to her son. She's not believing the fact that he was a bad guy, that he was an abusive husband and a rapist, and all that came to pass in the first season. So as she's there, other lies and secrets begin to explode in these women's lives. It's all about these mothers living in Monterey, California, and Meryl Streep's there. But when you see her sort of like get under the skin of someone like the Reese Witherspoon character, who's this really obnoxiously perky woman, and Meryl Streep just takes her down a couple of pegs, and that's just marvelous acting. It's great stuff. I think that's going to be a big hit for HBO all summer long.
Was that a surprise hit, Matt, or do you think they expected the results they've gotten out of this show?
I think what happened with that in the first season, which won a bunch of Emmys 2 years ago, is that when they cast it the way they cast it with Nicole Kidman and Reese Witherspoon and Laura Dern, and these are really A-list actors, even before Meryl Streep came into it, that this was going to be... It was based on a best-selling book, too, a real great page-turner that, you know, it read like it was going to make a great TV show. So even if people hadn't heard of Big Little Lies, when they cast it that way, it was clearly one of the prestige HBO projects of that year and also of this year, especially when they raised the game by putting Meryl Streep in it. So, yeah, it's going to get a lot of attention, and it kind of deserves it because it's what you want TV for. You really can't wait to find out what happens next.
What are your thoughts on Claws on TNT?
Claws is fun. I don't really stick with it. You know, there's even people in my job have a limited amount of time. You can't watch everything. I check in it from time to time. Niecy Nash just kills in that show. She runs this nail salon, but she gets caught up with mobsters in this sort of backwater in Florida, and it's got a vibe to it. It definitely is a player for TNT. But boy, Sunday nights, there's just so many things to choose from on any given Sunday. So, but it has staked its claim. I think it's into its third or fourth season. So yeah, it's a player.
What do you think of James Corden on Tony's?
I do like James Corden. I think that there maybe been two or three too many silly acts that he was doing. He did one thing where he tried to create a mock feud among some of the people in the audience, and it went on too long. Had a fun finish, but it was kind of like, you know, just give us more performance-type stuff. Although the stuff when he was performing, he had a fun opening number. He's just game. And the fact that this guy, he doesn't look like he can move and dance the way that he does, but he really can. And he's so genial. And in that enormous, cavernous Radio City Music Hall, he kind of brings it down. And you feel very, you know, it's got the warm feeling in that audience. He's a rare host. I think he's really good at that. He's hosted the Grammys as well. He's great. He's terrific. And he loves to play with music because of the carpool karaoke stuff that he does. I was surprised that they didn't do something more outside in New York. And also I thought they had a big missed opportunity because one of the shows still running on Broadway, weirdly and amazingly, as a musical version of King Kong, which as a musical is a great poster. But nonetheless, this enormous King Kong, they did show it during the show, but I think that they missed an opportunity by not having James Corden interact with the King Kong, this enormous, gigantic puppet that's run by like 10 people. That would have been amazing because if anybody could upstage James Corden, it would be King Kong.
Yeah. What do you expect out of Handmaid's Tale this year?
Well, that it is just truly, truly relevant. It airs on Hulu. New episodes come every Wednesday. And just given the political nature of our time, that this story that's talking about this dystopian society and women who are now beginning to fight back in an underground to regain their rights, there's even a line of dialogue in the show that says, We remember when women used to have choice, and of course now that's a huge hot button issue in today's society. So the fact that this is sort of a future look or a look about an America that has gone way, way beyond, and so it makes it really interesting, I think. The fact they've gone beyond the book, the original book, so they're sort of charting their own path, kind of the way that Walking Dead goes its own way from the comics, so you really don't know what's going to happen on the show, which makes it more interesting than if they were just adapting the novel as a limited series. So there's pluses and minuses in that, but it's still a show that gets a lot of attention. And again, it's the first streaming series that ever won an Emmy Award for Best Drama. So, it certainly is it's a major series for the summer.
Matt, anything you're kind of keeping your eye on this week?
Well, I'll tell you, the thing to look for on Wednesday, that Oprah Winfrey is doing a special that's going to air on Netflix and on her own network, the cable network that she owns. The miniseries that aired recently on Netflix, When They See Us, which is about the Central Park Five, or now as they call them, the Exonerated Five, the five Harlem teens who were unjustly convicted of a rape in 1989, spent years in prison, but it was all because of coerced confessions, and they were railroaded into their prison sentences, and now she's interviewing them in the wake of this four-part miniseries that Ava DuVernay, the director of Selma, made. It's one of the there's a million shows on Netflix, but every once in a while one pops out, and I think When They See Us did, and continues to do so, with the fallout that even one of the characters, played by Felicity Huffman, a sex crimes prosecutor by the name of Linda Fairstein, who is a true crime novelist, her career is in tatters now. Her publisher dropped her because she's such the villain. So they think the impact of When They See Us, it's one of those shows that if you missed it when it first premiered a couple of weeks ago, watch it. It's going to be up for the Emmys, I'm sure. But it's having a big impact, and having Oprah put her stamp on it Wednesday, again, tells you it's really a major player in the pop culture right now.
You know, you made me think of something when you mentioned Oprah, and I saw something relative to it this week, Matt. I can't remember what it was, but it made me think of Barbara Walters. Remember, she used to do those specials where she'd interview people. We don't really see anything like that anymore, do we?
Not so much. I think that an Oprah Winfrey could restart that kind of a franchise, I think, that when she does something, people tend to take notice. And in this case, having something that's simulcast not just on her cable network but also on Netflix, because once it's on Netflix, then it's in a lot of people's radar. Shows become hits after years on network TV. If they get playing on streaming on Netflix, all of a sudden people discover them. So I think, I think Oprah could do that, but it does seem something missing now. Days, because those things used to air on Oscar night and other times. And again, Barbara Walters was such a pioneer. And when she did a TV interview, think about the Monica Lewinsky thing, millions and millions of people watched.
Yeah, and SNL had a heyday with it.
Oh, definitely. Oh, Baba Walla days, yeah.
Hey, Matt, have a great week. I already look forward to seeing you next week.
All right, talk to you soon.
Matt Roush, TV Insider, here on WCCO, the morning news every Monday at the same time. We're going to check your traffic and weather next as the morning news with Dave continues.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.